This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. The series One Crisis Away, Drowning in Debt, focused on North Texans struggling with credit card bills, a bankruptcy, and student loans. These stories struck a chord with KERA listeners. Many commented that they could relate. Others weren't nearly so sympathetic. And finding families even willing to talk about this financial topic was challenging. In the world of economic research, people talk about financial well-being. Casey Wiedrich with the Corporation for Enterprise Development in Washington, D.C. explains.
The concept of people being able to make ends meet today, be on track to meet their goals in the future, and have a sense of financial freedom to be able to enjoy life.
Translation, money for now and later, something that's difficult for a lot of people. Close to half of Texas families don't have enough money on hand to last 3 months after a serious disruption to their finances. That may explain why so many people are in debt to begin with. And Wiedrich says folks with credit card debt or back taxes, for example, aren't inclined to talk about it.
I think far more people are in those situations than perhaps recognize or disclose to others around them.
Because people are ashamed of debt. There are many different kinds of financial hardship, a job loss or not being able to save for retirement, for example. But there's something about debt that makes people feel like failures. Here's how Fort Worth resident Angelo Collins describes it. In our series, we shared his story of falling behind on child support and paying down credit card debt.
Kind of like a real gut feeling that I got punched and someone took all the life out of me.
April Ford, who also lives in Tarrant County, filed for bankruptcy about 4.5 years ago. Her state of mind before finally making that decision?
It was really depressing. It was stressful. It was overwhelming. It just got really, really bad to a point where I just wanted to, you know, just be like, I'm just tired and just want to give up. But of course, I knew I couldn't give up because I had the kids.
And Katie Combest from Louisville has $38,000 of student loan debt. The music teacher and clarinet player has enough money to live on, but can't get a mortgage because she's self-employed and drowning in debt.
It used to make me feel really horrible about myself, honestly, because, you know, people look at you like you've done something wrong, like a policeman when they pull you over. Well, you have this and, you know, you don't have a W-2. And instead of having pay stubs, I have to show them my bank account.
All three of these people are working and steadily paying back what they owe. They also feel guilty, and it's not all in their heads. Here are just two of the dozens of social media comments posted about the series.
Having a hard time feeling too much sympathy.
And
sorry, life still costs, ready or not.
Once again, here's Casey Wiedrich from the Corporation for Enterprise Development.
I think there's that sense of people that, you know, taking on debt may be a sign of perhaps you're living beyond your means, you're not able to manage your self day-to-day and having to rely on others to meet your obligations.
People who have worked their whole lives not to take on debt may have a tough time connecting with those struggling to get out from under it. Others may be comfortable with a mortgage or car loan, but have no tolerance for high-interest credit card debt. Wiedrich says it all depends on what someone believes.
I think that the concept of financial shame or sort of shaming people is maybe related to the fact that we just don't talk about our finances enough.
And judging by the reaction to these stories over the last 6 weeks, that conversation is beginning. Courtney Collins, KERA News.